Right. Where are we here?
We are on Chav Beis Amud Aleph at the Gemara, at the beginning of the Gemara. So we were talking about Pesha Asa Hu Pesha Hiter, right? This idea of if I'm the person who introduced the problem, then I can be the one to solve it. But if I didn't introduce the problem, then I'm not necessarily believed to get myself out of the hole, right? So you're Shavir?
Yeah, can you just read the Mishnah? You're going to read the Mishnah again?
So I can read the Mishnah again quickly.
Just tell us what it is.
Yes, the Mishnah says, Isha Sha'amra Isha Isha Yisi Ugrusha Ani. Right? She says, I'm married. Right? I was married, and now I'm divorced. Now, Mena, she's believed, Shapesha Asu Besha Iter. She's the one who said she was married in the first place, so she's believed to say she's divorced. Vimvich Edim Shahayasa Isha Ish. But if there are Edim that she was married, Vihi Amara Ugrusha Ani, Edim say she's married. She says, no. I was married, but now I'm divorced. And in that mess, now she's not believed. Right? She says, look, I was kidnapped and nothing happened with these men. They didn't do anything to me. I'm still permissible to my wife, to my husband. Then Nemenes, she's probably, why should I pass who I passed it? No one else knew that she was kidnapped. That was her that she offered that, right? If there were Edim that she was captured, Vihi Omer Tahora, and she says, yeah, I know you said I was captured, but it's true, but I'm Tahora. Then Edim Nemenes, then she's not believed. Vimishanises. But if she's already married, presumably somebody else, then the Edom come. Then she doesn't have to get divorced. And the Gemara explain what this last line is based on. The whole idea is Pesha Asu Ha Pesha Hiter. So Amar Rav Asi Minayin La Pesha Asu Ha Pesha Hiter. Min HaTorah. How do I know from the Torah that this concept works? That if I'm the one who sort of opens the door to my being forbidden, then I can be the one to open the door to being permissible again. Shanem, where does the pasuk come from? But pasuk esbiti nasati leisha ze leisha. Right, so this is talking about a scenario where a man marries off his daughter to a person. That man claims that the girl, right, was not a basula, and he makes his motzi shemra about it. Right, he basically claims that she's not a basula, and the father comes and says that's not true, and the man who is motzi shemra has to pay money. Right, for kind of spreading like lies about this girl. So in the course of the conversation, the Torah says, what happens? The father shows up and says, I gave my daughter to this man to be a wife. Okay. Le'ish Asra. When he says, I gave my daughter to this man, right, what happens? Or to a man, right? So what happens? Asra. When he steps up in front of Bezin and says, I gave my daughter to a man, that forbids her. She's now a surah to everybody because he declares her an Ishas Ish. And then he says, Hazeh, Ish Hazeh, this man. What happens? Yetira. Now all of a sudden she is permissible. To whom? To that guy, right? The husband, the man that she married. But the point is that the Torah clearly believes him to declare to whom was she married, right? And naming her as married would answer her to the whole world. And then when he says that she's married, yeah, but married to this guy, so that permits her to him. Right, so look at Rashi. Nasat to the ish asra lachola olam to leyadidan leman. Which man? Right, until he explains which man, she's forbidden to everybody. V'chi amar hazeh hitirlo. So then that makes her mutter to him. So you see, pesha asa who are pesha hiter.
That's the source.
That's what the Gemara wants to say so far. That's what Rashi wants to say.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says back. Lamali kra. What name pasuk? Pasuk. Svari. It's a rationale. I can tell you, it just makes sense. Why? Who asra? V'hu sharila. I get it. If he's the one who made it forbidden, if she's asura because of what he said, right, then he should have the power to be matir, right? You're only forbidding her in the first place because of his statement. So his next statement should be good enough to permit her. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. It makes perfect sense. So Ella kiyitzrichra. So what do I need the pasuk for that? So what's the pasuk for? And to tell me a story? I don't need that, right? So kiyitzrichra lichad Rav Huna. I'm a Rav. I need it for Rav Huna of Rav. Why? I'm Rav Huna of Rav. Because Rav Huna said, name of Rav the following. Minayin la'av shenem an lesoris bito min haTorah. How do I know that? Not just that a person can say about themselves, I'm married to somebody, so I'm forbidden, but how do I know that even the father can say it about his daughter? Min haTorah. How do I know? Shenem ar es biti nasati l'ish. Because he says, right, I gave my daughter to a man. So you see from here that the Bez then believes him when he makes that claim. Rashi on the right side, Esbi Tenasati, or a couple lines below where we are in the Gemara, Rashi says, Alma, what you see is Bidi Dei Talia, Talia Nisina, Vehimne Kra Lame Marachi, right? that giving her over again at a certain age. She's a katana. She's a naira. So she's a katana. He can give her over. You see that the Torah believes him to say such a thing as betina satish leish. So if that's true, though, says the Gemara, hazel lamali. Then what's the hazel? Right, just tell me it's biti nasat leish. That teaches me that the father has a koach to marry his daughter off. That he can forbid her. That he can he's believed to forbid her in Bezdin. So what's hazeh for? So that's mibayale lichadatani Rabbi Yona. That's for what Rabbi Yona taught. What did Rabbi Yona taught? The Tani Rabbi Yona is biti nasat leish hazeh velola yabam. Right, that he says that he can say in a case of moti shemra, I gave my daughter to this man, and now he's claiming that she's not a basula. He's motzi shemer about her. Wow, he should have to pay. Right? So when is that true? That's true by a regular marriage. But it's not true, says the Gemara. It's only l'ish hazeh, to this man, meaning to a regular marriage. But not if the case was the case of yabam. Look at Rashi. The lola yabam, says Rashi, im hotzi shemra al nisu'e achif. Right? Because what's the case of yibam? Right? The case of yibam is that this man is now coming and saying, my brother was married to this woman. Right? And presumably the case is where she was, he died before they ever had Tashmish, right? So they had Kiddushin, I guess, they didn't have Nisuin, and then he dies, and we have Yibum from Kiddushin in that case, right? Or they did, or Nisuin before, they had Nisuin, and then he died right before they never had a chance to have Tashmish. So he timed, and what does he say? He says, but it turns out she was never Basula. That's also Motzi Shemra.
Who says that? The brother.
The brother. The brother who goes to marry her, the new husband,
yeah.
And he's Motzi Shemra. So what's the halacha? She'ein ha'yabam nidon k'motzi Shemra. Le'anish b'meya kesef. So the halacha would be, because it's k'zeres ha'kasef, each hazeh, only to the original husband, but not to the yabam. So that's so only if the original husband is Motzi Shemra, does he pay 100, 100 kesef, mm-hmm. But not if it's the brother. That's just if you assume the whole thing's a svara, so then we need the pasuk for these two different halachos. One, to say that the father's believed to forbid his daughter, and number two, to learn this din of hazeh only for the husband, but not for a case of yibam. Okay.
So we don't have a source yet for
Well, Rabbi Asi has, wants to use his source, but the Gemara wants to say, I don't even need a source.
Right.
So it's not necessary.
We don't have a pasuk then, according to, because
According to the response of the Gemara, the answer is, I don't need a pasuk.
No, understood, but I'm saying, then, but we don't.
Yes. Right. I'm just saying, the response, though, is that I don't have one because I don't even need it. But yeah, correct. Okay.
Well, why do you need a source for the father to be...
To forbid his daughter?
Yeah.
Because usually a person is believes about themselves. He's coming on his own. He's also a karov to her.
Okay.
There's a lot of reasons that he wouldn't be believed from an edus perspective. Too, he's one person, right? So there's a lot of reasons why he's an edachad. He's a karov. Maybe that's part of the reasons why we wouldn't necessarily believe him.
Right.
To state this thing about his daughter, maybe.
I guess what I'm saying is the Gemara that what's logical is not the case is what Rabasi tried to bring. That's what the Gemara is going on to say. We don't need a source. We don't need a pasuk for that. That's what Amali Kra is for what Rabasi was bringing. That's what I was
about thinking. The father and daughter, you're saying?
Yeah.
Could be. It could be. Let's see. Let's see as we go further. I heard you say. You're saying maybe this is just a rejection of this pasuk.
Right. For this.
Because for this right. case, I don't need a pasuk. It's a svari.
Right.
Okay. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, let's keep going. Let's keep that in mind. It's a good question. Okay, Tana Rabbanu. Ha'isha sha'amra, ha'ishis ish ani, v'chazra v'amra, penuya ani. Woman says, again, we're going to have a number of cases now of Pesha, also Pesha there. So she says, I'm an ish's ish. And then she comes back and says, actually, I'm not married. Huh. So Ne'emana, she's believed. So the question, really? What do you mean? Right? I think we've seen this concept before, maybe not in this Masechta, maybe in Yevamos, for sure we saw it. Shav nafsha chaticha d'isura means that sometimes a person makes a statement that forbids themselves automatically on their own. Right? She made herself into a, let's understand this correctly, shav nafsha chaticha d'isura, like a person will say, make a statement that this piece of meat came from this store, which is not kosher, And then he comes out. Actually, no, it's not from Burger King. It's really from Glad Express, right? So you already declared it as usher. So it's the same thing about herself. You already made yourself to be usher by saying you're nashi zish. You declared yourself as forbidden to all these to any other man. So how can you now come and say that you are not that you're not that you're panuya. How can that be? Right?
You
forbade yourself already. Yeah. You already made yourself also, so how can you make yourself mother? So Amar, you know, because there are other scenarios where Shav Nashach HaDichah can be used in a lot of cases like that. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see another case in a second. Like a woman, for example, who tells her husband, I'm a Nida. And then she says, well, I'm not a Nida. But when you declare yourself a Nida, that made yourself a steward to your husband. So how can we go from there? So we'll see. But so by saying you're married and now saying you're not married, how does that work? You already made yourself aser. So Amar Rav Baravuna could go and she nasna amasla l'dvareha. She gave a masla. So there's a Rashi that's on the wrong page. Flip over Chav Beis Amud Beis. There's a Rashi on the top of Chav Beis Amud Beis. There's a little star there, and it's a Mangamar that says it really should be back here. What's an amasla? Says Rashi, mashal v'ta'am lama amra techila mikudesh esani. Right? She gives basically an explanation. A mashal, a parable. You know, ta'am, a reason. She tells a story. She explains to you. Like, she gives you a whole song and dance, but it's a real song and dance. A song and dance that explains, let me tell you why I said such a thing. But she has to have a rationale. So they go back to where we were. So the Gemara says, so I'll tell you the case. The case is that she gives some type of explanation. And Tani Nami Achi, I have another Bryce that says a similar thing. As follows, Amra, Ishis Ish Ani, Bechazra Amra Pinuya Ani. If a woman says, I'm actually married, and then she's actually just kidding, I'm not married, ain't in that matter, she's not believed. You can't say that. Right, she made herself. You know,
not believe that she's free.
She's not believe that she's really penuya. That she's not married because yeah. She already a minute ago she was telling everyone that she was married. So what's going on here? Mm-hmm. She's walking around. She's what you know, like you know, she looks like she's married, and then she says, "Oh, just kidding, I'm not married." What do you mean? You just told everyone you're married, right? So v'im nasta amasla d'vareha, and if she goes ahead, says the brisa, and gives an explanation for why she said she was married originally, then ne'emenes, then she's believed, right? Umaisa na'im bi'isha achas, and I have a story with a woman. Gedola, she was an adult woman. Shahayas Gedola benoy, she was very, very, very beautiful. Vikafzu aleha bnei adam lekachan, guys were like all running over to get me to marry her. Vamrale mikudesh zani, right? She said, get away from me! I'm not interested. I'm already taken. Layamim amda vekiches atzma, and then later on she got married to somebody else. So hamulah chachamim, mara isla soskein. What are you doing? The chacham said, what's going on here? Right? You said you were married, and now you married somebody else. How can that be? So Amar lahem b'tchila shabo alay anashim she'enam miuganim. When all these creeps were following me around, I didn't want to have anything to do with them. Amarti b'kudesh zani. I told them I was married. I just wanted them to leave me alone. Right? Achshav shabo alay anashim miuganim. But now that I found a guy who's a wonderful person, so amarti b'kudesh yes asked me. So I went ahead and I got married. V'zu halacha. Right? And that and this halacha hella of achar. Sar Habira Lifnecha Chamim Beusha. So Rav Acha is a person who's quoted a number of times in the Gemara. Rav Acha Sar Habira, that's what they call him. And he stood in front of the Chachamim in a place called Usha Va'amru, and he said, and they said, Im Nasna Amasla Devareha Nemenes. And they said, yeah, that's true. If she could give an explanation, like I was worried about these weirdos, I don't want them to marry, that would bother me, whatever. So I put on a ring and I pretended I was married. I just didn't want them to bother me. Good. So that's a reasonable explanation. Okay, so then we could then no problem. Then we believe, fine.
Without that, you would not believe her.
Right, and why should you argue I should have believed her?
She asked it herself.
You could have said pesha asu a pesha hita, right? You could have said that, and we're not saying that in this case, right? Which is interesting, right? So like you know what's different in this case than the other cases is an interesting
what
question.
I thought that's
barachat.
When one sentence,
right.
It's pesha
aso pesha. Oh, so good. So maybe that's part of the difference. Is that is pesha aso a pesha iter all like in one sentence,
right?
Or is it you know? And then once you have played up the usar, reversing it to the hit there is not so fast. Like is there some type of you know time period through which that takes place and afterwards not? So you have to see what the difference is between these different cases. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, what's the other possibility?
Not if the two statements just contradict each other. It's like Pesha Aser is, it's like saying, right. It's almost like qualifying it as opposed to two direct, opposite statements.
Good. So it's not exactly the same. It's not like a person who says, I was married and I'm a grusha. Right? But Pesha Aser, Pesha Hiter is I opened the door to the question in the first place, and then I'm the one who qualifies the statement myself. So that's like, as Biti Nasati Ish, Azeh, right? That's like more similar, right? This is, yeah, you give yourself a certain status and then you flip the status totally, right? Right. It's a good point. Yeah. So maybe that's part of the difference here. Okay. Babine Shmuel Merav. So Shmuel asked Rav the following question. Amra Tameya Ani Vechazrava Amra Tahora Ani Mahu. What if a woman says, I'm Tameya, and then she goes ahead and she says, I'm Tahora? Right, so Tameya, you have to say, what do you mean Tameya in this case? Do you mean that she's a Nida? Do you mean that she was, you know, that Tameya Ani can also mean that she had been raped, Chalila. And now she says, no, it's not true. You know, so we'll have to see what this means. So Amalei, Afbazu, we'll see from a case we're going to see in a second, it might just mean that she's a Nida. So Amalei, Afbazu, Imnasta, Masla, Devareha, Nemenes, so same thing. Even here, if she gives some time of explanation, so then she's going to be believed. Right? And the Gemara actually, Rashi actually explains it. Look at Rashi. Amra Tameya Ani. It's on the left side in Chavez and Bez now. So Tameya Ani, Amra Labayla Nida Ani. Right? She says, I'm a Nida. Then Tahara Ani, Lo Yisi Nida. I was not really a Nida. Right? So here Tameya, I'm just saying, Tameya and Tahara earlier meant, you know, that she, when she was kidnapped, it meant, you know, she had been raped and she's forbidden to her husband. Here, Tameya means she's a Nida. So, fine. And by the way, this can happen all the time. Woman can think she's a Nida and declare herself a Nida, and then it turns out that she's not. Right? That can happen. So so the Gemara says, if she gives it a masla, so then she's given to believe. So Tana Minei Arbaim Zimnin. Right? Shmuel had asked Rav this din. Rav told him, right? And Shmuel repeated the din to himself, right? 40 times, right? To remember it. But then when the same thing happened to him, he didn't follow the halacha. And he didn't do it. Look at Rashi. Lo avet Shmuel uvda b'nafshei. Pam achas, it's the fourth line in Rashi. Pam achas amra lo ishtokein. It happened with him once. That's what he told him, that she was a nida. V'nasta amas l'dvara, and she explained. Right? Upirish hemena ashtavla. But he didn't accept it. And basically when she said to him, just kidding, you know, I'm not really a nida, he said, sorry. Yeah, I'm not, we're going to... You have to treat yourself as a nida, and she has to go to the mikvah until they, you know, before they're gonna be back together. So even though Shmuel heard this, you know, heard this from Rav, he wasn't willing to follow through. Some Yerushalmim say, yeah, that was a chumrah, right? That Shmuel was makbid on himself, but really doesn't mean he didn't believe the halacha was like Rav. The halacha is like Rav, that if she gives him a masla, it works.
He didn't do it for himself, right?
Right, but he was makbid on himself. Fine, okay. Tana Rabbanan, and that's the halacha, by the way, in general. If a woman, you know, declares herself a nida, and she, because she starts to see she's spotting something, she assumes she's getting her period, and it turns out she didn't. So she can say to her husband, "It's a mistake." You know that we typically assume is she's mitaras labala if that happens. Tana Rabbanan, shnayim omrim mace, ushnayim omrim lo mace. Okay, so now you have two people say that a man died, and two people say that he didn't die. Okay. Shnayim omrim niskarsha, ushnayim omrim lo niskarsha. Two people say that she got divorced, and two people say that she didn't get divorced. Harezu lo tinasei, so she's not allowed to get married. V'im niseis lo teisei, but if she does get married, we don't make her get divorced afterwards. Right? Meaning, the point being, and we have to see, it sounds like in both cases, there's two people saying she is permitted to the whole world, either because her husband died or because her husband divorced her. And then you have two witnesses who say that her husband didn't die or her husband didn't divorce her. All right, so in that case, right, you have Trey or Trey, so she can't get married to somebody else. But if she did, she doesn't have to get divorced. Okay? Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi Omer, Teitze. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says, no, even if she got married, she has to now get divorced. Okay? So Amr, Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, Emasani Omer, Teitze. And Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi says, I'm going to qualify. In what case did I say that she has to get divorced? That's if the Edom came and say, right? I mean, the second set. Yes, Edom say she was divorced. Now two other Edom come and say she's not divorced. And then she goes ahead and she gets married. Right? In that case, that's what I'm telling you. Okay, that was wrong. That was us for her to get married. Shouldn't have done that. And now she has to get divorced from the second husband.
Because the second Edom came after she got married.
Second Edom came before she got married.
And then she went ahead and got
married. And then she went and got married anyways.
Then she has to get divorced.
So that's like a halachasnik, right? Like you know there's traitor. You know you have, you know, contradictory witnesses.
You still got married.
And you still got married anyways. So that's when he says, you know, Tate, she has to get divorced. We like, you know, we punish her in a certain sense. We make her end that second marriage. Aval nisei, but if she got married, the two witnesses said her husband died. And then she got married, right? And then, v'achach ba'o edim, and then the edim come afterwards and say, actually, he didn't die. So then, lo teitzei, she doesn't have to get divorced.
That's how he qualifies.
That's how he qualifies his statement. My thing that if she then got married afterwards, she has to get divorced. That's only if she got married after the second set of Edom came. Okay.
So the Chachamim say even if she gets married after the second set of Edim comes, she's still allowed to stay married?
Ah, right. It sounds like, yes, correct. And that's exactly what Gemara's going to ask. So Michtes, Gemara says, wait a second. Training new. Right? Like, what do you mean? What's going on here? These are two contradictory witnesses. And Habala ba'asham talikai. Right? And someone who's going to be with her is going to have to bring an asham talay. What's an asham talay? Right? Look at Rashi. Right? Rashi says, ba'asham talay. It's like four lines down in the skinny lines. Ba'al safek kares. This is a suffocatious ish. Right? So what do you mean? Like, you know, maybe she has to leave. Maybe she doesn't have to leave. Like what? She got married. She did the right thing. She got married after this, you know, before the second set of Edim, so she can stay married. This is an Asham Tali. This is like, this guy is married to a suffocatious ish. So how can you just like, yeah, it's all right. You know, you were doing the right thing then, so we'll leave it alone. Can't we leave it alone? The fact that second set of Edim came, means that this is a suffocatious ish. So how can they possibly stay married? So Amrav Sheshes, Kigon Shenises Le'echad Mehideha. Says Sheshes, what happened? She married one of the Edim. So why does it make it any better? Let's look at Rashi.
Second group of Edim? Or?
She married one of the Edim who had said that her husband had died. Okay, one of the first, right?
Right.
Look at Rashi. Le'echad Me'edeha, says Rashi. She'amru Meis, right, one of the Edim had said that he had died. Why? De'ein Asham Talui Elami Shalibo Nokvo. Vizet Omer Barili. What is Asham Talui? Asham Talui comes for a person who what? Who says, you know what? I'm not really sure. Maybe this is true, maybe this is not true, maybe this is mutter, maybe it's not mutter, and they go ahead and they do it anyways, right? Right? Sometimes we do that, right? We know that something's, maybe it's okay, maybe it's not okay, and we follow through and we do the thing anyways, even though it's a suffix that maybe it's the forbidden thing to do, right? So a person who brings the Ashen Talu is a person who is really not sure if what they're doing is mutter or not, and does it anyways. That's a person who brings that Ashen Talu. This guy is an aide who says, I saw him die. I watched his death. I watched him drown. I watched him, you know, I saw the body, right? So like, He's not bringing Ashim Tali because it's not a suffix for him, right? So our whole kasha was, how can we say they can stay married if you have contradictory witnesses? It's a suffix whether he's dead or not, basically. And the answer is, no, she married one of the guys who declared him dead, meaning that for him, it wasn't a suffix. That make sense?
It does. We don't paskin based on...
Okay, fine. We're going to see it in a second. But we have a problem with her also. But yeah.
Isn't she married one of? She married one.
She
of the
marries one of the eight witnesses.
And he for sure saw the guy died.
So he's buried. So he's not. He's not suffix.
But you still have the other two witnesses who are going to come later and say.
Right, but the point is that Asham Tali is dependent on what I think.
Oh, I see.
So since I am sure what I did, I don't have to bring an Asham Tali because I know that I did the right thing.
And therefore, he doesn't have to get divorced.
Therefore, that's the reason why he doesn't have to get divorced. So the Gemara says, yeah, but says Gemara, that's fine, right? He goofed about Asham Tali Kaima, but she wasn't there. Right, she wasn't there. So for him, it's not an Ashim Tali, but for her, it is going to be an Ashim Tali, right? So ends the Gemara. Bo'omer is barley. Yeah, but it's the case when she says that she for sure knows. She knows for sure that her husband is dead. Why is it barley? Because otherwise, he would have come back. Right? Rashi says, "Ein libi nokvi shebarley ilu hayakayim hayaba." I know that he would have come back for me, right? If he would have been alive. Okay, so that's why he's allowed to stay married. That's why they're allowed to stay married. Fine, but otherwise they wouldn't. Otherwise, but any other case, it would be trey. You wouldn't have allowed it. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Shnayim omrim meis, or shnayim omrim lo meis. Rabbi Yochanan says two people say he died, two people say he didn't die. Harizu lo tinase. They can't get married. Vimi says lo tetsay. But if they get married, they don't have to. They don't have to get divorced. Shnayim omrim niskarsha, or shnayim omrim lo niskarsha. Harizu lo tinase. Vimi says tetsay. Okay, so this is two cases that seem to be the same case, but there's a different psak. Right, so this is the case. First case is the case of Mace. Two say he died, two say he didn't die. And if they shouldn't get married. And if they get married, they don't have to get divorced. But in the case of divorce, two say they were divorced, two say they weren't divorced, they shouldn't get married. And if they did, they have to get divorced. Mar says, Mayashna Resha, Mayashna Seifa. What's the difference in the two cases? Why in one case, in this case, Lo Tetse, in the other case, in this case, Tetse. Right, what's the difference in the two cases? So Amar Baye, Targuma Be'ed Echad. Right, that's the case. The case is where you say Inise Lo Tetzei, if she got married, she doesn't have to get divorced. But it's when she had one aide that says he died and one aide says he didn't die. Why does that make a difference?
Even though it said two.
Yeah, correct. Even though it said two. You know, you have to change it. Targuma, change it. Right? Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, and Himnua Rabbanan Kebetrei. Right? When this is one of the things we've said. Mishumiguna kilbei rabbanan. Right? When we're worried about the woman. So what do we say? If one person, if one aid testifies that a person died, we believe him. Like two. Right? Ukiduula the amar ula komakam shehemina Torah eid echad hari kan shnayim. Right? So in the eid echad, it's considered like
two.
Okay. V'hayatika amar lo meis, but the person who says he didn't die. Havalei chad is treated like one.
I have two versus one.
So you have two versus one. Ve'ed dvar shalechad b'makom shnayim, and the two can say nothing in the presence. The one is nothing compared to two, even though they're both ones. Even though they're both ones. Nevertheless, you change it. So we'll pick this up tomorrow,
and we'll have to finish it. In the case of
Ah, exactly. That's why it's the case of May. It's not the case of Niskarsha. So we'll have to see. Yeah.